Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today it is November 12th, 2021. On today's show, we are brought to you by McDonald's. We'll let you guys know that we're going to do a preview episode today. Audio version is going to be up before YouTube. So if you're searching on YouTube and it's, you've come here, going to be up soon. But I'm just recording an audio version of this. Going to slap a picture over top of it and put it on YouTube. Busy day today. I'm producing multiple shows for SiriusXM, which is my other job, and have some other things to take care of as well. So just easier to get this in as an audio version. Be a bit quicker today as we go through our picks. But five games to get to. We'll get to them next on today's show. All right, let's get into it here. Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Preview edition. This week we've got our picks to make, and last couple weeks have been doing pretty well. We're still above 500 on the year. It was a 2-2 week for us last week. Had Kansas State, they covered just barely. Oklahoma State, they covered as well. Baylor did not, and Texas did not either. So that brings our record to 25-22 on the year against the spread. Still above 500, so still where you want to be. All right, five Big 12 games coming up for you on the weekend, and we'll get to them right now. The first game, and it's actually a pretty nice schedule today. Things shake out pretty well for us, the Big 12 fan, the Big 12 viewer. So today at noon on Fox, we've got Oklahoma and Baylor, number 8 Oklahoma, number 13, Baylor. Oklahoma is a 5.5-point favorite. Was doing some digging into this game, and a fun fact here is these teams have played 31 times over the course of history in college football. There have been 10 coaches at Baylor, 10 separate coaches that have coached in this matchup. Only one of them has beaten Oklahoma, and that was Art Briles. This is not a pro-Art Briles statement. This is just an acknowledgement of facts right there. Found that very interesting. And this game, you know, there's a lot of question marks. Can Baylor bounce back? How will the crowd be at noon, right? Baylor was in prime position to get themselves a primetime game, potentially a college game day in there in a matchup that would have been probably 11 versus number 8, right? In an 8-1 Baylor against a 9-0 Oklahoma. All kinds of playoff implications on the line. Those are still there right now, and still plenty of implications for the Big 12 title race, but a lot of questions remain. It's still a very exciting, intriguing game. This one is going to be, it says, at noon Eastern, but it's 11 a.m. Central Time, big noon kickoff. Kendall Cow today of Our Daily Bears heard him talking on the radio, and he said, yeah, you know, there are some questions about how good that crowd's going to be, like I said. I think it'll be a good crowd. Oklahoma's coming off the bye. They are getting healthier. The big key for me in this game is, can they stop the run? Can Oklahoma go toe-to-toe up front? And Baylor's offensive line, while it might not be as athletic as that Oklahoma defensive front, Baylor's offensive line has played very well this year. Can Alex Grinch, can the Oklahoma defense put Gary Bohannon in compromising situations? Gary Bohannon over the last few weeks has shown the ability or kind of, you know, guess weakness where he can be had. He can misread things over the middle part of the field. He can make some mistakes. He's made a few mistakes this year, but the mistakes he has made have been drastic and have been horrible. Last week, obviously, at the end of the game, comes into mind against TCU. He's had a couple over the middle of the field, especially the one against Texas, where he threw it to triple coverage. You're thinking, what in the hell is Gary Bohannon thinking in that moment? So he has a lot on his plate here. While he's been a good player, that turnover number has crept up. Abram Smith, you know, will he be able to establish him? Tyquan Thornton, will he be able to get going? And how will this Oklahoma pass defense look? I think also something to look is a good job last week from Baylor stopping the run against TCU. Chandler Morris had some success, but on the whole, Amari DiMercato could not get anything going on the ground. Will that be the same case this week? I don't know. I think Oklahoma is going to try to run that rock. Kennedy Brooks has been so good this year. to establish that play action. Caleb Williams has shown the ability to not be afraid in certain scenarios, but go back to that Kansas game. What did Kansas do very well, especially that first half? They held on to the football and they got some requisite stops. I think Baylor tries to do the same. They try to take the metaphorical air out of this game. They like to run the ball a lot. They want to keep the time of possession in their favor. And you saw in that first half against Kansas, when that did happen, it felt like Caleb Williams got pressed and felt like he had to make a play. That's when he threw that interception in the first half. And the problem with that was unlimited possession. You know, you can usually recover from interception. They did. They won the game. But in a game where there are limited possessions, you have to make the most of each one. And you can't feel like you have to press. I think Baylor's goal is to make Oklahoma feel like they have to press. Maybe they have some success early. I think this is a close game. I think Oklahoma gets the win. I feel like they're just destined to keep this thing rolling right now. And I think it's a great situation. I think the rubber does meet the road against Oklahoma State there. I think that's where it does. This is going to be a great test for them, obviously, in that environment. But with 2 weeks off, I think advantage Oklahoma. They've had 2 weeks to prepare, 2 weeks to watch some film. And no, I don't think Caleb Williams plays like Chandler Morris, but I don't think he'll have to. And I don't think that's going to be the game plan. I think Oklahoma takes care of the ball. I think this is a game where both teams, try to manage the clock maybe, right? I know Oklahoma, they aren't the crazy explosive offense that they used to be. They now have a bit more of that with Caleb Williams. But Baylor is not always the most explosive offense either. So maybe it's who has the more explosive plays. Oklahoma's got to take care of the tackling department. They are healthier in the back end now, so I think that helps too. But I'm going to take Oklahoma. I'll lay the 5.5 points here in a close matchup. I'll take the Sooners to get it done, though, on the road, and they remain undefeated. All right, quick break here, and we get back to the action. Today's show is brought to you by McDonald's. You guys know the deal. McDonald's is not just a place to get a delicious meal when you're on the road or before you get on the road, whenever. McDonald's is a place that really that we gather. It's a place where classmates can meet up for a study group, knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and an endless supply of French fries and McFlurries. It's a place where win or lose, the home team, their fans, the away team's fans can come and recharge. It's a place you're always looking forward to when stopping on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. Once again, guys, McDonald's is just the best, especially college football Saturdays. It's synonymous with college football. It's always been more than a place to get that tasty and affordable meal. It's a place where friends and family can come together and especially reconnect right now as you know, we're heading out of COVID. So a big thank you to our friends from McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. All right, up next in the Big 12 slate from this weekend, another 11 a.m. game on Fox Sports 1. It's West Virginia and Kansas State. It's a big one, 4-5 West Virginia against 6-3 Kansas State. Kansas State looking for a four-game winning streak here to get themselves to 7-3. They're 6.5-point favorites. The line, you know, at 6.5, I kind of like that in West Virginia's favor because I still think they're a good team. West Virginia's won four straight in this series. So I think these two teams are kind of set to play close. I think they are. And I still think that Kansas State offense is not running at peak efficiency. I know that, you know, Kansas State's defense is not exactly where they want it, but Kansas State still 6-3. The question for them is, can they press forward? Can they get wins against the better teams in the conference? They've got wins this year against Stanford, against Nevada, but losses against Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State. Their wins in the conference is Texas Tech, TCU, and Kansas. They've beaten all the teams that you know you'd expect them to beat. They were favored, I think, in most of those games. I'm trying to remember correctly, but you know, I feel like they've won the games that we've expected them to win. I think that's definitely a fair thing to say. I want to see them continue to be, you know, reestablish, like keep establishing, I should say, not reestablish, but continue to establish that you're one of the top five teams in this conference. Because I think if you ranked them right now, you'd go obviously Oklahoma 1, Oklahoma State 2, Baylor 3, Iowa State 4, and some, you know, you can mix it up however you want. And then I would go with Kansas State 5. Their run here in the end, West Virginia, Baylor at Texas. The question is not, will they go to a bowl game? That's already been set. Question is, how good of a bowl game and how good will they finish? they've got a chance right now at 6-3. I think they can definitely go 2-1 here in this last stretch. Maybe they upset Baylor at home. They got them at home next week, and they go on the road and beat at Texas. But I think 2-1 is the goal here as they look down the stretch, and definitely a chance to get a potentially 8-win, and then you go to a bowl game, a 9-win season for Kansas State. And I'm not sure we thought that was possible when they were sitting at 3-3 earlier on in the year. West Virginia, on the other hand, they ran into a buzzsaw. How do they respond after, you know, running into that juggernaut that was Oklahoma State last week and their defense after shutting them down? 29 points the week before on TCU was scored by West Virginia, and then a 38-point outburst against Iowa State. It looked like early on in that game against Oklahoma State, they might have some success with that first drive. After that, nada. So we got to see, how is that defensive line, or offensive line rather, going to hold up? I do think West Virginia defense is going to have some success. They're a good, solid unit. So I'm expecting a low-scoring game here. So I'm going to say Kansas State gets the win, but West Virginia covers. I'll take Neil Brown's collective to get the 6.5. I think a Kansas State win here, though. But I think that's a lot of points to be laying in a series where West Virginia's won 4 straight. It feels like these two teams usually do play pretty close contests when they do meet up. So once again, take West Virginia plus the 6.5, but I will take Kansas State to get the win and get win number 7, make it 4 in a row for Chris Klieman's team. 3:30 on ESPN2, Iowa State at Texas Tech. Really interesting matchup here because Texas Tech is going to be introducing their new head coach, Joey McGuire, at this game, right? They're going to be seeing Joey McGuire. He'll be up there and saying hello to everybody, waving in the box and whatnot. And, does that energize this team? I tend to not think so. Iowa State, in the last 11 meetings between these two teams, has only been held under 30 points just once. And this is the best offense they've had in that entire time. And we don't know who's going to be playing quarterback. Who's going to be playing quarterback for Texas Tech. So, and also the 2:30 start in the afternoon, how wild is going to be there? I feel like Lubbock at night is a big thing. But a 10.5-point spread here, I'm actually pretty comfortable laying it. And here's why. The quarterback position, like I mentioned before, it's either Tyler Shuck back from an injury, or it's going to be Donovan Smith, or it's going to be both. And I don't like that matchup for Texas Tech going up against a very good Iowa State defense. I think it's that pretty simple. I don't think actually we're going to spend too much more time on this game. I think because of those factors, that's what makes Iowa State the clear pick here. But I will say a lot of excitement around Texas Tech right now, and there should be for what's coming down the pike. All right, one more quick break, and then when we come back, we'll look at the rest of the games on the Big 12 slate. Two more to get to, but first, once again, as I said, a word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is the best place to find all the best odds, the odds that we use for these lines. They've got odds for F1, boxing, basketball, NASCAR, UFC, MLB, futures bets. You can still bet on who's going to be the MVP. It's not been announced. You can still go there and bet right now. They've got a great new interface over at betonline.ag. So you head over there today. Use the promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up. That's LOCKEDON, locked on. And you'll receive a 50% deposit bonus today. So if you deposit $100, give an extra 50 to play with today at BetOnline. BetOnline is where the game starts. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. They've got a bunch of delicious flavors right now, including coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, and cherry bar chia. They've also got their Built Go and their Built Boost as well. So go there, built.com today. It's built.com, promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, next game on the menu here in the Big 12, 6:30 on ESPNU. It's going to be Kansas and Texas. Texas, 31-point favorites right now, and obviously there's been a whole lot going on this week at Texas. And people have been talking about, well, you know, could they lose this game? Could Bo Davis, that be a distraction? Are the players you know, not feeling well about that, you know, here's what I would say to that. Here's a couple numbers for you all. Three times Kansas has played a Big 12 team this year coming off of a loss. Iowa State, Texas Tech, and then Oklahoma State. Here are the scores of those three games. 59-7, 41-14, and then 55-3. All right? Those are the scores of those three games. In total, 155-24 teams coming off a loss are outscoring Kansas. All right? Kansas is the ultimate get-right game. And I know things aren't going very well, but I think Texas, you know, they're going to keep the starters in the entire game. Like, that's part of this, especially when they have to find out who their quarterback is. And especially if there's no Bijan Robinson, they're going to make sure everybody else is getting opportunities, firing all cylinders, and getting themselves back at 500, because everything that's going on right now, in my opinion, it is way too early to panic at Texas. Also, my opinion, I love what I saw from Bo Davis. The real clown in this situation is the asshole kid who decided to film that and then put that out there. Like, I'm usually a pro player most of the time. I wouldn't say he's an asshole, he's just dumb. I'm pro player majority of the time. If you listen to this podcast, I'm very pro player. But that coach, you know, fiery, would I have said the exact same things? Probably not. But also, I mean, I'm not a coach. And from all the players I work with, I defer to them. They say that motivates them. I didn't have any problem with anything that he said. Would I have said it at all? No, but I have no problem with it. And so that's, you know, that may be the culture. Like, you know, when he's saying, like, you got yourself in the portal, like, I don't know who filmed that. I don't really care. I don't really want to know. But that's the kind of person who maybe needs to get in the portal. Like, because that's the kind of coaching that Texas needs. Now, I would say it needs to be, you know, like everything with Texas, like, it has to be about energy like that all the time. To use a kind of phrase, keep that same energy. Texas has a problem. They're always shy out of a cannon. They don't close. From start to finish, need that energy, but I think they're trying to learn how to do it together. And I know there's been rumors about some mass exodus, and I know Joshua Moore was in the portal, but I don't think it's time to panic yet. I think it's time to, you know, to sit back, say, okay, now if they lose to Kansas, like, sure, you might have some questions. I don't think that happens, though. Texas is way too talented to struggle with a team like Kansas. I think they're fine. I think Texas takes care of business. And I would say to all of you folks worrying out there, you know, in the words of Aaron Rodgers, relax, R-E-L-A-X. All right, last game, TCU and Oklahoma State. So there are three games this week, really, to me, four games, where an upset is possible. Baylor, obviously, hosting OU. West Virginia could definitely go to Manhattan and get a win. Texas Tech, I don't really believe in their shot against Iowa State, but hey, stranger things have happened, for sure. Don't really see Kansas' chance. You know, I would say actually 3.5 games, because I don't see a way TCU can go in there and beat Oklahoma State. They could run the ball against Baylor. They ain't going to run the ball against Oklahoma State. And once again, I mentioned this on last week's show. The offense from TCU last week, while prolific, while exciting, while electrifying, not sustainable. Not sustainable with Chandler Morris at the helm. He's a fun player. He might have a little bit of success, but this is a different animal in this defense. Jim Knowles has them playing so well, and a quarterback in his second start, he's going to be licking his chops. A night game where they're going to be honoring Barry Sanders. And just so you guys can appreciate Barry Sanders just a little bit here as we kind of wrap things up, 344 carries in that 1988 Heisman Trophy season. One of the greatest players of all time, no doubt. So I think the Pokes get the win. I think at night on Fox, they cover the 12 points. On the spread, they get themselves to 9-1 in a date with Texas Tech coming up next week, I believe. And if they get there, they can get to 10 wins and set up a pivotal, monster, gigantic matchup. We got to take care of against Oklahoma. We got to take care of business right here. One final thing before we get out of here. Saturday night, huge game in the college basketball world. Texas and Gonzaga, 10:30. That game's that happens on the ESPN or ESPN2. But you get to see a new look Texas team, how they look. They killed Houston Baptist, but a huge early season matchup. That's going to be a fun one. And, you know, Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren going up against the battle-tested Courtney Ramey and Andrew Jones and, you know, the new guys they've got at Texas. So exciting game there in the Big 12 when it comes to hoops. We'll see if we can score another big win for the conference up against a team in Gonzaga that was a game short of the national champion. We'll see if we can make it back-to-back wins for Big 12 teams against them. Baylor beat them last year in the title. We'll see if, we'll see here if Texas can get it done. On the road, though, it's going to be at Gonzaga. Tough one, but something fun to watch there once you're done kind of your viewing day of football. All right, that will do it for us today on the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at JoshNeighbors_. You can find the show Locked On Big 12 wherever you guys get your podcast, and also on YouTube. Find us Locked On Big 12. You can subscribe there and leave some comments in the videos. Always love to hear from you all, the fans. All right, until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.